From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. And we are putting those Audix microphones to good use today because joining me in the studio is the whole shebang. The Common Heart are here. Hello and welcome to JPR.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
The brand new record just out earlier this summer is called Pressure on Julian Records. TheCommonHeart.com is the web address, and leading the whole ensemble is Clinton Clegg. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I am very well. We have packed an awful lot of people and an awful lot of gear, and we've even moved our own piano out into the room for this session today.
Yes, we have. I spotted it on the way in, and I insisted. I put people to work, but we made it happen.
I'm glad that we did. I'm looking forward to hearing something. Along with yourself, there are seven other folks here in the room. This is a large band. We've got, let's see, Abby back there on saxophone and vocals, if I got it right. Anton is back there on bass, back in the corner. Sean is at the drum set. Mike on guitar. Lucas is playing our piano and an organ.
Correct.
Who else is here? Nate on trumpet. Mariko is helping you out on some harmony vocals, and yourself.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep, that's us. And sometimes we travel with more backup singers when we can, but it's not doesn't when we're going on long trips it becomes harder, but
you got to get it all in a van, don't you?
Yeah, man, all in a van.
You guys are from Pittsburgh, correct?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yep.
All of you from the city proper or from around the Pittsburgh area?
More around. Yeah, there's a few outliers. Mariko, for example, is from Queens. Lucas is originally from Gettysburg. But everybody either kind of migrated to Pittsburgh for school or otherwise, and we're all living Pittsburgh proper now.
This band started as a five-piece, if I read correctly.
Yep, yep.
It has grown since then.
It certainly has. We started small, not quite sure what we wanted, but we knew we wanted to kind of hone in something a little more genre-specific and build something around my vocal, kind of little more rock and soul, just kind of stuff we grew up listening to and kind of bring that in. And the short story is that we hired a horn section for one gig and then just wouldn't let them go. And then we hired some singers on another gig and couldn't let them go. And next thing you know, the van's full.
Right. And now today you are eight, which seems to be a pretty good number here in our studio.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear something. The Common Heart are my guests live here in the studio today. The new record is called Pressure, out on Julian Records. And what do you guys want to do first for us?
This first tune is the first tune on a new record. It's called Show Me to the Light.
There's got to be more than these.
That is the Common Heart playing live in our studio today. All eight of them packed into the Steve Nelson performance space. The new record is called Pressure. It came out in the middle of August. Information is online at thecommonheart.com. Clinton Clegg, lead vocalist for the group, is on the mic with me for the conversation today. So let's see. So you guys added keys at one point, and then you added horns, and then you added additional vocalists. That works and is fairly easy to do when you guys are a local band of friends playing in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But when that band starts to head out on the road and try to make a deal, that gets hard, doesn't it?
The conversations change, and you start to, you know, have some real look in the mirror moments. And we did experience some turnover. Some people, you know, it's understandable. You know, it's a tough. We're doing a tough thing, but the group we got now are everybody's just on board and really passionate about what we're doing, and it's. You know, we're keeping it together. It's a little family. We're out there.
That's cool. It's cool. It's working. Speaking of what you're doing, there is some R&B in there. There's some soul in there. There's some gospel in there. There's some good old blues in there. I was reading that a lot of the guys in the band and women in the band mm-hmm. come from kind of a jazz background. So some really good musician chops mm-hmm. that can then be applied to a bunch of different things. Who brings that core idea or that core personality to the band of what you want to sound like?
I would say, you know, our bass player is Anton, whose family is just has so much history in the Pittsburgh area. Anton's grandfather was a big part of the a local college's jazz program. And his uncles, all just amazingly talented musicians, just grew up in an all-musician family. His background is critical musically, as long with our guitarist, Mike. He also grew up in a very musical family.
He's like a Guitar Center guy, right? Like he was a hotshot Guitar Center show-off.
He was a young man when I met him, or you know, and we kind of watching him grow up, which has been pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah. Crazy talent. They know music theory so much more than me.
Mm.
But it's because I grew up kind of a garage kind of just player and just hacking along on an acoustic writing songs. And when I bring my song ideas to them, they help me, you know, digest the theory and make things sound organically a little prettier, for the lack of a better word. You know, they kind of guide me to some really strong musical structure.
And in your background, you were doing like hip hop and some rap work as a young man?
Yeah. As a young idiot. Yeah. not to knock to hip hop. I was just a young, not together kid.
There's some folks making a nice living doing that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I'm a huge hip hop fan. I listen more to hip hop probably than anything else. But what I meant by the idiot was just me being 14 and not knowing what the heck I was doing with my life and certainly acting like I did. And, but I eventually got into more blues and soul stuff, and I started to, you know, some of my verses turned into some singing parts, and then just kind of went down that path of like just being. It just spoke to me more, and I started to realize that I had vocally, I could do it okay, and kind of found my little raspy niche there, and just been kind of running with it.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Happy to have you here in the studio. The Common Heart, my guests, live today on JPR. The new record is called Pressure. It came out in the middle of August of this year on Julian Records. Clinton Clegg and company are all here in the studio. What do you guys want to do next?
So this is another tune off the new record, and it's it really speaks to our narrative right now. We're kind of, you know, we like to do, our live concerts are very, we preach a lot of positivity, and this is a song called Do Right, which speaks to that specifically.
Some ride in the world. you're doing right ain't gonna be nothing big. No, no, no. Give me something small, just like a kiss or a hug, you dig? Grab someone you trust and tell them that you love them. Go out and do something right. I can hear them calling me now. Sometimes a newspaper can just ruin your day, baby. And in this world of villains, Lord, they all got me hoping and praying for a change now. But I got a solution. Might not solve it all, and it might not stop the revolution, baby. Grab your sister, your mother and your brother, go out and do something right. I can hear them calling me now.
You gotta do right.
Oh, yes you do, baby.
You gotta do right.
You gotta do some right sometimes.
That one is called Do Right. The Common Heart are playing live for us today in our studio. The new record just out is called Pressure. That one on Julian Records. Clinton Clegg, let's see, help me out if I get any wrong. Abby Gross, Mariko Reed, Anton DeFade, Sean McGregor, Mike Minda, Lucas Bauman?
Bowman.
Lucas Bowman, Nate Insko, and yourself.
That's right.
All packed into our studio.
Mariko is so proud of you.
Sounds fantastic. You know, just before the tune, you mentioned that song, Do Right, is really encapsulating the vibe mm-hmm. that you guys are going for. And there's definitely a thing. I mean, I have noticed it since y'all got out of the van, clown car style, just one after another, and loaded all the gear in here, that you guys are just happy to be doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's everybody's dream in the band. I mean, we want to do music for a living. That's really the goal. You know, that's why we're traveling around, sharing what we do, trying to, you know, take it to that sustainable place of being able to do this all the time. And we all have a pretty good understanding of what it takes, or at least we think we do. And, you know, we're just out doing it. And one thing we talked about early on, you know, as we got to travel more, and we're fortunate enough to travel more, you know, when people were really responding to our message, even more so than our songs, you know, they just appreciated that we were out there talking about love and talking about, you know, being a good person and looking out for, you know, your family and looking out for different people. And just that message just kind of grew and grew and grew and grew as the more and further we got away from home. Just, it just feels like something people need.
Yeah. Well, speaking of trying to make change and doing it not just by playing music to crowds, but by actually taking some action, you guys, the band, has partnered with a couple of nonprofits, Pittsburgh Spare Change, mm-hmm. and the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
Yep.
How did you get connected with those organizations, and what kind of partnership are you guys involved with?
So this is kind of new for us. So we Spare Change is a local group, and Josh from Spare Change contacted me directly, and we were talking about some ideas of who we wanted to focus on. And the Michael J. Fox Foundation came up because our drummer has a tie, a family tie to some guys that are involved with the organization. And we have in the band some personal experience with the disease, so we're a little close to it, unfortunately. So we wanted to get behind something that we were really passionate about, and it just made a lot of sense to go this route. And, you know, obviously the foundation does so many great things, and just want to work with somebody directly that, you know, can get behind what we're doing, get behind what they're doing, and just try to do something positive.
Yeah, again, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. I know these days, you know, there's sort of like an earlier generation of these larger bands, right? Like Lyle Lovett and his large band, or Tedeschi Trucks band. It's got a whole bunch of people on stage. More recently, we've seen Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. We've seen St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Mm-hmm. Certainly you guys in that company. It's a sound and a style that seems to be working right now. It sounds fantastic. I wish you the very best of success.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate it.
The Common Heart are my guests live in the studio today. All eight of them playing songs from the record called Pressure, which came out earlier this summer on Julian Records. Information can be found online at thecommonheart.com. You guys have one more song.
We do. This is a tune off the new record again. It's a very personal tune. It's called Memory.
I can't be with down in the cellar no more. I can't be with while you're folding his clothes. I can't be with just to turn out the light. I can't be with tonight. Where I'll be in a place where my heart can be free. I will be, I'll be in your memory. No, I can't be in a box at the bottom of your staircase. Like an old car they had again. No, I can't be when the old police scare you. I can't be with you tonight. In a place where my heart can be free. I will be here. I'll be in your world. I'll be in your memory.
That is The Common Heart. That one's called Memory. It's Clinton Clegg and company in our studio today playing songs from the record called Pressure. JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Clinton, thanks so much for coming in and bringing all of your crew. It sounded fantastic.
It was our pleasure, Eric. Thank you.